Well, it's lovely to be back with you on Thought for the Day again, and thank you for joining us again as we continue our studies in the book of Ephesians. Let's pray together. Our loving Heavenly Father, as we now open your word, we pray for your Holy Spirit, who alone can teach us from your word. So give us ears to hear and hearts to obey, and we ask it all for your praise and glory. Amen. Well, our passage today is Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 to 14. In him, that is in Christ, we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit, guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Well, what a truly amazing chapter this is. And here in just four verses, we discover not only the Trinity, God the Father in verse 14, God the Son in verses 11 and 13, God the Holy Spirit in verses 13 and 14, but also at least three great gospel truths about our salvation. Because Paul wants us to know that each true believer has been predestined, verse 11, is part of God's eternal plan and purpose, verse 12, and will enjoy a wonderful inheritance, verse 14. Truths relating to our past, the present, and the future. So firstly, predestined, verses 11 and 12. And to predestine means to mark out beforehand. What that means is that God has purposed to bring all things in heaven and earth together under Christ. God predestined from all eternity, not only that Jesus would be our Saviour, but that he would also be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And here in verse 11, Paul tells us how that relates to each Christian believer. It means, says Paul, that each believer is part of God's plan of salvation, that our spiritual lives conform to the purpose of his will. And why, verse 12? So that we who trusted in Christ might be for the praise of his glory. Why did God call you to be a Christian? Yes, to save you from eternal separation from him and to wonderfully forgive you your sins, but also, and how easily we forget this, to bring glory to him. Secondly, that Christians are part of God's eternal plan and purpose, verse 11. Reading the seamlessly endless news headlines of crises, disasters and pandemics, the contemporary comedian David Schneider recently commented, "I'm increasingly convinced that God has taken a sabbatical and has left a hopelessly unqualified intern in charge of the world." Yes, God's hand is often hidden from human view. But whatever new crisis the headlines scream, whatever the opinion makers may tell us, God has a plan. And in verse 11, Paul tells us what that plan is. It's to bring everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. And if we truly believed that, and if we lived our lives as if we believed it, our lives would display a lot less anxiety and a lot less grumbling and much more quiet and peaceful assurance. The 19th century preacher Henry Blunt used to love to tell a story in his sermons of a shepherd on Salisbury Plain, who, when asked by an inquirer, "What weather are we likely to have?" the shepherd would reply, "It will be what pleases me." "How do you know?" asked the inquirer. "Because," replied the shepherd, "it will be what pleases God. And what pleases God will please me." That's trusting in, believing in, and living in the certain knowledge and assurance of God's eternal plan and purpose, even for the weather. And thirdly, we will enjoy a wonderful inheritance, verses 13 and 14. Don't you just love Paul's picture language here? The Holy Spirit as a deposit, a guarantee of our inheritance in Christ. And the idea of an inheritance is a wonderful biblical theme. The word comes over 60 times just in the first five books of the Bible. And that includes that lovely promise to the Levites, the priests, that whereas for the other tribes of Israel, their inheritance would be of land, that for them, their inheritance was to be God himself. And that's so for the Christian too. Why do we have this wonderful inheritance? Yes, it's there again in verse 14. Same reason as last time. To the praise of his glory. Well, I think it's all beautifully summed up in one of our contemporary hymns. Oh, the mercy of God, the glory of grace, that you chose to redeem us, to forgive and restore, and you call us your children chosen in him, to be holy and blameless to the glory of God. To the praise of his glorious grace, to the praise of his glory and power, to him be all glory, honour and praise, for ever and ever and ever. Amen. Amen.